If it wasn't for the funk, it'd basically be no hip hop. So we gotta give it up to the funk.
We weren't crazy. We just acted crazy.
That's just part of the fun. People expect, you know, you to be hanging loose.
I think George Clinton is bizarre. I think he's I think he steps beyond the line, so that keeps him creative and keeps him fresh and keeps him new. George, to me, is one of the few geniuses in the record business.
Oh, yeah. Just judging from James Brown and B.B. King and all them, I knew that we had something that, if I tempered it right, it would last right on through the 90s and 2000s. It's the P-Funk. It's pure funk. It's uncut. It's the bomb. You can cut it 1,000 times. That's why you can sample it and get a hit record. Just wave some funk over your mix and you got dope. It's a combination of a lot of music. That's why it's easy. It's a lot of music. I mean, you got the James Brown influence. You got the Jimi Hendrix influence. You got the Motown influence. I mean, you got some of the strongest influences of, you know, within black music. So it was inevitable that it would stay.
Clinton gav exoplaneten Ice Cube P-Funken direkt ur källan. Redan ett par år tidigare, 91, hade Cubes för detta grupp NWA kopierat Bernie Worrells gangster synth sound i Always Into Something.
Early in the morning, hopping to the BNZ. I got 44 ways of getting paid. Sitting in my lap as I roll up the Compton blocks. The scoop up ran, I heard shots. 1, 2, 3, then I seen a nigga hopping the fence and it was Ren on the motherfucking trigger. He got in the Benz and said, Dre, I was speaking to your bitch O'Shea. And as we roll on, I seen the patrol on creep. So we got ghosts before they beat me and Ren in a black CD. Yo, humping some funky shit by the GOC. I gotta get paid, paid in a hurry. See, I gotta have it if I'm not paid thoroughly. I start thinking, making sure my shit is steady bumping. A nigga always in the sun.
Dr. Dre byggde sin ljudvärld på P-Funk. Och när The Chronic anlände december 92 förvandlades synen på Clinton ännu en gång. Bara Fuck With Dre Day innehöll bitar från Atomic Dog, Knee Deep, Funkentology, The Big Bang Theory och Aqua Boogie.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
Buster. Where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick. So I know you got your dick on hard from fucking your road dogs, the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the taste out your mouth. Make it bow down to the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot. Let you slide, let me ride. Just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your locs, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked, low. And pass the bud, and stay low-key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to. You fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you.
När jag körde till ett möte med George Clinton i South Central Los Angeles sensommaren 1993 strömmade P-funken ur bilradion. Original eller i samplad form. Det var västkustens hiphop-ljudspår. Clinton medverkade i en rap-video och mellan tagningarna frågade jag honom vad han kände när artister porträtterade skjutningar och våldtäkter över Parliament Funkadelic Bootsy-samplingar.
I mean, we don't agree with, and I don't guess they do either, agree with the happenings. You know, some of them say they do, but it's, most of them are like mirroring what they see in the streets, or they're into trying to sell records, and that's the kind of records that get the most attention, which I think is pretty screwed up with the media, you know, focusing on that. But we always, you know, make sure that people know, especially with like One Nation, that we don't agree with what somebody's saying if they're talking about shooting people. But, you know, we don't censor either, you know what I'm saying? I think we have to learn to educate our children to understand that the media is just the media. It don't mean you have to be like what you hear or what you see. It's more of education, because you can't do it by blocking what people say, because that only makes it more attractive. So no, we don't agree with it, but at the same time, we don't try to censor it. And we readily say that, you know, let's give them something to dance to. You know what I mean? I think groups can actually use that vibe and still sell records. You know, we beat up on Sir Nose. You know, we try not to preach, but we use him as the focal point to be the theys that always seem to screw up things.
There's so much mellow madness when the beats mark is down.
När många trodde att P-funken var död gav hiphop den ett nytt liv. Parliament Funkadelics status var redan hög bland Detroits technogarde. Bernie Worrells lirig nummer som Flashlight och Unfunky UFO fick Sean Atkins att vilja spela funk på sina synthesizers, och så föddes techno.
You know, I just liked what they were doing, the energy and everything.
Making the machines portray what you feel.
When the syndrome is around, don't let your guard down.
Den elektroniska boogien och hur Clinton använde DJ-lika monologer för att förmedla sitt budskap och sin världsbild. inspirerade nu artister att göra nya saker. Africa Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force drömde fram en egen science fiction mytologi. Planet Rock, influerad av sen Parliament Funkadelic, revolutionerade hiphop och uppfann en mall för elektro och andra genrer som skulle följa. En oundviklig motrörelse i en tid då disco hade minimerat funk-elementen. Africa Bambaataa.
They tried to stop the funk. You wasn't hearing James Brown no more, Sly and Family Stone, or P-Funk, George Clinton and all them. And hip-hop was this new breed of funk coming on.
Up there and meeting them so far back, I knew something was gonna hit me because I was always, you know, watching these groups, appearing at these shows, and was heavy, you know, digging in the crates. We wanted that funk again because at that time they was pushing disco, and everybody was tired of, you know, the hustle. And, you know, in the black and Latino community, dances changes every 3 to 6 months, and whereas the white establishment kept trying to push hustle for 3 years with the Saturday Night Fever and all that, and it was giving up the funk.
Utan funk ingen hiphop, och utan hiphop ingen funk renaissance. Africa Bambaataa kom i en uppdaterad form, och i Loopzilla återgäldade Clinton komplimangen genom att deklarera: gick artister in i studion med ett gäng musiker när de skulle fixa en hit. Nu räckte det med en bunt P-Funk-vax. Public Enemy, EPMD och De La Soul guidade samplingsåtervinningen av P-Funk. Och så fanns det andra som utforskade Clintons fantasi på djupet. Saker lyfte när Atlanta-duon Outkast inkorporerade det hela i sin värld. Parliament-beundraren Andre 3000.
They took the sound and made it freaky, like freaky and new.
Andre 3000 fann friheten som gjorde det möjligt för honom att långt in i karriären, bortom rap, levererat ett kosmiskt flöjtalbum, New Blue Sun.
Well, how I see that is I am hip-hop, I am a part of hip-hop, but I'm not just hip-hop. I mean, I think every style of music is a part of me. I think it belongs to me, so I think I can just do it. Sometimes we cloud the things with words, you know. When some of the best music that I've been listening to is music that it doesn't have any words, where it's like it's true emotion coming out. It's not, you know, hidden, you know, behind made up thoughts, you know. It's all there in front of you.
Andre on George.
Well, I've actually only sat down and talked with him like once, but it was real powerful, just, you know, the one time. And up until then, you know, I was just listening to his music, you know, reading up about him just because he was kind of like a special individual to me.
What's happening, dude? How you doing? Long time no see.
People like, you know, him and Sly and, you know, Prince and James Brown and people of that nature.
When I first came up with my first album, you couldn't put my picture on the cover. When I'm a handsome man. No, but when being of that origin and that time of the era, there were a lot of ignorance.
Like every one of those type of people, they took what they were doing, the music that they were doing in the time, and kind of like stretched it. You know, they freaked it. They kind of turned it out, you know, turned the sound out. You know, like really like straight, made some serious love to the music. And that's what it's all about, you know, getting the music to the highest point it can go. It's kind of like people ask me, what is it, you know? And it's hard to have, like, a pinpoint definition of it. It's more of a feeling, you know, the actual, like, description or characteristics of kind of like funk music. It was more like, you know, during those times when you were saying 60s and 70s, where different musicians got together and they, you know, were based out of different styles, you know, influenced by different styles. So you had jazz, you know, you had rock, you had blues, you know, you had R&B, and then it got together and they were kind of like in a low time, so they made like the nastiest groove, you know, possible.
När James Brown-samplingarna var slut byggde rappare hela karriärer på P-Funk. Men få levde det som Chuck G i Digital Underground. Han tog satiren och svänget och lade in vådevel lik blandning av Groucho Marx och Sir Nose. Lundrade Motor Booty Affair, Glory Hella Stupid och Trombipulation för debuten Sex Packets. Chuck G finns inte med oss längre, men det gör 7 år äldre Digital Underground-kollegan Money B. Här om deras största hit The Humpty Dance, som ju bland annat använder Parliaments Let's Play House.
Listen to those drums. Shock sequence them, and then the breakbeat underneath it is sing a simple song by Sly and Family Stone, and you know he put the Parliament claps underneath it, the 808 with that breakbeat, and kind of like filtered the hi-hats or whatever, that break from Humpty Dance is sampled in so many hip-hop songs. It's incredible.
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance.
Digital Undergrounds debut baserades på P-Funk-rytmer av senare modell och seriefigursalter Egon. Kvar i San Francisco-trakten, Paris född Oscar Jackson Jr. En svart panter mest känd för nummer som Bushkiller och The Devil Made Me Do It.
This is a warning, another cut to move on. Another beat that's so strong, hold on, and I get wicked, and then some. Stir up shit as the wit gets wisdom. P-Dog coming up, I'm straight low. Pro black and it ain't no joke. Coming straight from the mob that broke shit last time. Now I'm back with a brand new sick rhyme. So blackjack time and tempo. Revolution ain't never been simple. Following the path of my own phenomenon. Just build your brain and we'll soon make progress. Paid your dues, don't snooze or lose. They came with the master plan and got you. So know who's opposed to the dominant dark skin. Food for thought is a law for the brother.
Paris fick en bit in i karriären möjlighet att samarbeta med George.
I mean, that's the ultimate full circle for me, because I wouldn't be in the mob, I'd be a dentist or some shit if it wasn't for P-Funk. And you know, I met, you know, I grew up on it. I grew up on the entire P-Funk, within the entire P-Funk era, all the offshoot groups, Parliament Funkadelic, Bootsy, the Horny Horns, Parlet, Brides of Funkenstein, Quasar, you know, so some of the really obscure Mutiny, some of the really obscure offshoots and players.
Thinking of a way to get out here.
you don't wanna fuck, you come out. If you fake the funk and you don't wanna fuck, you come out.
Samtidigt som kollektivet spelade på fullsatta arenor fick musikerna småsummor och ibland betalt i droger. Missnöjet ledde till myteri. Flera musiker hoppade av och Glenn Goins, som nedkallade The Mothership, sparkades av George Clinton när han och några andra krävde rättmätig betalning. Trummisen Jerome Braley bröt sig loss och startade Mutiny. En grupp ursprungligen menade att det inkluderar Glenn Goins, som avled 24 år gammal i cancer innan albumet Mutiny on the Mama Ship. Det sägs att Clinton uppmanade radio-DJs att kasta skivan i soptunnan för att sedan säga att den borde ha släppts på hans skivmärke Uncle Jam. Jerome Braley jobbade också med Glenn Goins projekt Quasar. Små planeter föddes i P-Funk-universum. The Space Cadets med bland andra Bernie Worrell, Tyrone Lampkin och Kevin Goins. Ett bortglömt album från 1981.
Just was always, you know, a fan and a student of P-Funk at the same time. I don't think that there's been any type of music that's represented the inner city black condition as much as P-Funk has. And you must recall that P-Funk came out in, you know, during a time when you had to be able to play and you had to be able to make good records to make a record. And their output is just unparalleled to me. And there have been many imitators over the years, but I think nothing has come close. And P-Funk, to me, eclipses James Brown. I know there are a lot of people who would take issue with that, but that's what spoke most directly to me. You know, James, at the time when I was growing up, still represented a kind of an older audience, you know what I mean? And P-Funk was just otherworldly, to say the least. And so I always had, you know, P-Funk phrasings in my material, and you know, I always paid attention to the P-Funk aesthetic when doing production.
Do you want to take part of a P-Funk test?
Sure.
Freak to Freak.
Freak to Freak. What about him?
What group?
Shit. Oh, come on, man. You know that. It was on an Uncle Jam label, Freak to Freak. I don't know. Sweatman.
No!
Parliament album.
Osmosium.
What was the only group on Hump Records?
Mutiny.
P-Funk All-Stars.
And Mutiny.
What's the name of Bootsy's girl group?
You tell me. I didn't know you had a girl group.
Godmama, I had the pleasure, of course, of meeting the girls head by Miss Cynthia Gurdy. Three girl groups in one band. Godmama,
yeah. Who was the leader of the offshoot group Quasar?
Glenn Goins, of course.
And for those who don't know, he's the one that would serenade the mothership down in concert, who had the voice that was straight church, churchified voice, you know. I think I see the mothership, guys, Glenn. It's all Glenn, man. Man, there's so many musicians that were so influential to me.
Freak. Yeah.
Joins band Quasar med Working on the Building från 78 års album. Trots George Clintons kritik av R&B som den lät i mitten av 80-talet gick han själv vilse bland stela trummaskiner. Han följde nu snarare än ledde utvecklingen. Men det hade inte behövt bli så. Med ett nytt funkadelic spelade han in albumet By Way of the Drum. George Clinton var entusiastisk när jag hade honom på en telefon 1982.
The next funkadelic album is called By Way of the Drum. Junk Canoe meets Funk Canoe. It's dealing with the Bahamas, Nassau. It's the music of the Bahamas.
By Way of the Drum inspirerades av Junkanoo-musiken från Bahamas med lokala trummisar som körde till funk, men skivbolaget refuserade verket.
I think Sir Nose and the CIA got together and tried to make sure that record didn't come out. They messed up By Way of the Drum. They did some funny time remix and threw it out there. Then they sent the rest of the album back to me and said, we release your so-called concept group. I think they must have got a word or something not to release anything by us. Because the same thing happened with that, Otis Day, Tracy, my son's record, and a couple other records. I never heard them on the radio at all.
Banden försvann, men 2007 dök By Way of the Drum till sist upp i en omgjord form. Med ett avvisat funkadelic-album, inget solokontrakt och ett tungt crackberoende ringde George Clinton upp Prince och bad om lite hjälp. Det kan också ha varit Prince som hörde av sig till George och bjöd honom till Paisley Park som precis hade kontrakterat Mavis Staples, en annan veteran som Prince dyrkade.
He was so quiet. I mean, it was always fun. It was always asking me something. How do you do this? How do you do that? How do you hang out in the crowd and nobody bother you? How do you get away with it? I said, I'll talk them. I talk faster than they do. You know, and when I get ready to go, I'm telling them I'm going to get some pussy or some dope. People will leave you alone if you're trying to get either one of those. And he thought that was the funniest shit in the world. That's how you get away from, hey, man, I got to go get some pussy. I got to go get that. Is that how you get away? He said, but with him, if he say that, they want to go with him. So serious, you know. He called me to talk to him, you know, when his wife was in the hospital. And he would always be talking about social stuff. I used to carry the book around, Be Able to Pay a Horse. And he wanted to know about all that shit. I think I had a lot to do with him putting it in a slave, because I was telling them all about the record industry and how we was, did you get that one? And like I said, he was really, really quiet, you know, stuff. But when you get to the music and stuff, it's probably the craziest thing was Soul Psychedelicide. That was a crazy one. He sent me to work on, and we were probably at our craziest at that time because he wanted it to be crazy. So we really had to go back into our funkadelic bag and...
Relationen mellan Clinton och Prince kunde ha startat illa. Prince skickade en låt som Clinton skulle göra pålägg till.
And the engineer put the tape on backwards and he erased half of the song. And I wouldn't go in the studio. I didn't want to be there when that happened. I told him, hey, you got to hear this yourself. When he sent me the tape, what they had done. And it was half of the stuff. I was glad I didn't work on it. Because I think the engineer probably got fired, though. But I made sure I didn't go in so he didn't think I did that. That was the first thing that I was supposed to do for him. But he was cool, though. He was cool. Disciplined and tight, rehearsed every day, all day long, be up, ready to go to work in the morning, party half of the night. He could do a lot.
Clinton släppte The Cinderella Theory sensommaren 1989. Första singeln Why Should I Dog You Out, en fortsättning på Atomic Dog, bådade väl. Men albumet var något annat. Lät som kasserat Prince-material. Visade sig delvis vara musik avsedd för det tredje Brides of Funkenstein-albumet som inte hände. The Shadows on the Wall Shaped Like the Hat That You Wore. Det mesta plågades av stela trummaskiner. En av få ljuspunkter keyboardspelaren Amp Fiddlers insats. Jag träffade Amps föregångare, den store Bernie Worrell, strax efter utgivningen av The Cinderella Theory.
it didn't do it. I think, I don't know, I think he and Prince are having problems, but, it's not the P.
We had a hit record when they shut it down, too. Paint the White House Black was a smash. But I've learned to take the jokes and anything. My number one law with this whole business is fuck me. You know what I'm saying? So I learned to take a joke a long time ago.
Yeah.
they choke from all that smoke from behind the smoke screen of patriotic lies.
Yo, check this out.
Clinton's andra album Hus Prince, Hey Man, Smell My Finger, dominerades av syntetiska beats och gästrappare. Efter det svala mottagandet av The Cinderella Theory var Clinton till en början entusiastisk över Paisley Park 2:an med originaltiteln Is The Funky Dead, Yo Man, Smell My Finger. Prince usla relation med Warner Brothers drabbade utgivningen. Skivetiketten Paisley Park inaktiverades och George var åter oberoende.
Free. You know, but he's, I'm gonna check with him, see what else he's doing, because Warner's closed it down. They wasn't prepared to let Martial Law become that big hit that he needed. That's why they closed it down, to stop it from doing so much. It was doing very well. That's, it was the talk of the whole industry.
Prince-perioden var över. Men Clinton kunde falla tillbaka på att han var en av de mest samplade i världen. Han hade gett ut en fix och färdig CD för rappare att sampla från. Sample some of disc, sample some of that. Och hade dessutom omfamnats av en ny vit publik. Inte minst den alternativa college-publiken. Redan 1985 anlitade Red Hot Chili Peppers Clinton som producent på deras andra album Freaky Style efter att debuten floppade. George accepterade $25,000 för jobbet och bjöd bandet till sin farm i den lilla orten Brooklyn utanför Detroit, där han skapade en kreativ partyatmosfär. Det här ledde till samarbeten med bland andra Primal Scream. P-Funk All-Stars spelade långa set på Lollapalooza och Primal Scream dök upp på Lost Dog från den vita dubbelvinylversionen av 1993-albumet Dope Dogs. Med konspirationsteorier kring amerikanska tullens användning av knarkhundar. Dope Dogs innehåller några av Clintons festligaste utspel, som US Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog och Help Scotty Help I'm Tweaking and I Can't Beam Up.
That's my ultimate ego. I don't mind changing with the times, and if times had passed me by, I was cool. I was ready to go with it. So I did Smell My Finger and the Ultimate Power of the Awesome Mothership. I figured, okay, but I better do a record just for me to see if I can still got something going for my own sake, and that's what Dope Dog is.
Money, dinero, masali, mucho, daddy, and Frank's rep, or Jean. Pretty do you do, fool, stop, bitch. Help, Scotty, help. I'm tweaking, I can't be up.
To me, that was like really a funkadelic record. Because we did hip-hop with psychedelic guitars all through it. That album was probably one of the best records I think I made. I love Dope Dogs. The stories and the concept of it. But it was, like I said, I was just learning how to sample. But I would also have Blackbird play over top of the samples.
Yo-ho! Doing it.
doggy style. U.S. custom, Coast Guard dope dog, nickname Buster. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's gotta have it, trained to have to have it. Pick up the tracks of the trafficker, trapping like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award for leading to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of a booty. Never do he do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog. Keen sense of smell, tracking the telltale trails of cartel dope boats. Big dope, never a gram or OZ, kilo, too low key. Gotta be tons of P-blow, bells of lumbo, while other dogs sniffing one another's tails. He can track the profits from a dope sale straight to the stink account. Big banks, banking online the dirty money, not stinking. He follow his nose, and as the wind blows, he get a whiff, he take a sniff.
A dope dog. A dope dog.
Old Mac Bunker had some drugs, C-I-A-I-O. And with those drugs, he bought some arms, C-I-A-I-O. It was a bang, bang here and a snort, snort there. Here, bang, there, snort, bang, and snorts everywhere. Old Mac Uncle starts a war, C-I-A-I-O. But the war on drugs is hell on a dope dog nose. It smells where the nose goes when the dough's closed. And the dealer wanna hide the dope in the booty, in the twat. Then it's gotta make the dog sniff it foul, foul as they fart in his face. Damn, for a shitty half gram.
Dope dog.
U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog, nicknamed Bust'em. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award.
1995 firade George Clinton 20-årsjubileum med sitt Mothership som landade i en ny aluminiumkonstruktion i Central Park i New York. Det gamla rymdskeppet hade mött sitt öde på en soptipp. P-Funk Allstars släppte The Awesome Power of a Fully Operational Mothership, påverkad av tidens hiphop och R&B.